up, Huggies. Let's do work on that. just observe the rest, they really need me in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And, that little transition in section D, the top thing, you've got these little phrase marks. If it's an RE, the first note, each one of those little phrases should sound by itself, but ring out over the other note. So I get, your part's not informing, but I think it's.
So this one you want to ring over this.
So the G should ring over the D.
And then.
And then cut the D as you do the next G.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
German section C, do you want part 4 to do anything? Other than just what's a forte, like crescendos?
That whole section should be phrased like that. And everybody else, I think, has quarter notes. Just make sure it's quarter note, no more, no less. That's all.
I got a question, Ted. The beginning, you really want those forte, yes? The lower parts?
Yes.
Okay, so parts 3 and 4, like I heard, like, I don't know, mezzo piano or something, it was not even balanced to Joe's part, so the opening part, forte for your pizzicatos. And then part B, Joe, right? You want accents on the second beat, right? Ba deem, bum.
The two separate quarter notes are the same.
The same, right?
Yeah. It's a little slow too, I think. It's a
bit slow. It might be for a minute. All right. All those changes, here we go.
From where?
Top. Very beginning. Forte at the beginning, then mezzo forte, then when we get to letter A, then it's piano. It's getting softer. Here we go. Top. Ready. So the second beat, so on that first measure, that's 24, but stronger. Bum, 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 bum. Okay. Ready, B? Ready, and one. Now, on the end of two, not stronger. Bum, bum, same, 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 strong, same, same strong. Yeah. Beat, ready, and one.
Part one.
I also think the second harmonic's coming a little too soon from somebody over here. So, bum bum bum, I'm hearing bum bum. Just a little too fast. C, let's do C again. Ready, and one. So harmonics part one, much louder. Yeah, now I hear it. Not you, part one. Here you go.
And it's elevating, you just let that ring out. You don't have to worry about the rest of this.
Oh, okay.
The rest is just a great
okay. Same thing. Ready, and one. Together. One, two, and one. So subdivide. I'm not gonna count it this time. Ready, ready, and one. That's much better. Now with everyone C, ready, one, two, and one. stop here. So you want these like quarter notes, not shorter, right? So the quarter note, so on, off, on, off, on, off, yeah. On, off.
The tendency is to shorten.
Yeah, so they're becoming more like eighth notes or staccato quarters. They should be quarter note, quarter rest, exactly as written. So sound silent, sound silent, sound silent, sound silent. Yes.
Is it important to mute the strain on the rest, or can I just release my finger?
As long as it's silent, I don't care. Okay. Here we go. D. One, two. So we can really do these together. So play, silence, play, and. So really slow. So one, so bum, bum, ding, bum, ready, go, and. Sound, silence, sound, silence. See, they're still short. 50, let's do right on 58. Just part two, just parts one and two at 58. One, two, and. Faster, one, two. Let's do parts solo and part one. Solo and part one at
part
eight.
One you pointed us.
I get it. Solo and part one. Here we go. One, two, and. Rests over here. Rests. Yep. One, two, and. But now don't make them short, right? So now they should still be quarter notes. Some of you are making them like eighth notes now rather than so. And so watch his hand and mute your chords when he mutes his. Right, here we go. E again. Ready, and. It's better. Okay, part two. Part two at E, and you want the strong second beat here as well. 64.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, E kind of even.
Kind of even.
Kind of even.
Semi even, but not super even.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
We
play
1/4, we
play 2 and 3.
Correct.
So
it's. Right, so it has to be silence in between. All right.
There
you go, E. All strings? Yes, mute all the strings.
Yes.
E. Part 2. Ready, and. All right, stop there. So you want them even, right? I'm hearing the second beat louder. All right, so same volume, ready?
Oh, even in volume.
Yes, even volume. And in duration. Ready? And one.
Just higher ones?
No, it's not higher than the
second.
It's coming up.
Okay, then. Then we won't say anything. 3 and 4. Threes and fours. And here you want the rest of 0, correct? 3s and 4s.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But three, the A can ring.
You want to ring underneath?
But not for part four?
Same for part four, the A can ring over the D.
Alright, so your two notes can ring together, but then observe the rest.
The rest is
quiet. Alright, here we go. Parts 2 and 3?
3 and 4.
Sorry, you're right. 3 and 4 at E. Ready, and one. Style playing the second, you're playing the second one louder, right? So don't change anything. Just as we rehearsed it, no changes. Here we go. E. Ready. E. Yes, but I think you're too bright, actually, compared to everyone else. So it should be bright, but I think you're a little too bright.
I wonder if it's my long nails, actually.
You can adjust. Here we go. E. And we're looking for the same tone color. Ready, and... baseline at 80 and 84.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, okay. Let's do F. So parts 3 and 4, where you've got the D, E, F sharp, G, just make that line stronger.
I'm sorry, Jason, did you make it stronger?
Yes. Right, so the notes you have the accents on. Letter F, that's 78. Ready? F sharp, G, bum, bum, beep, bum, beep, bum, beep, bum, D, E, F, G. And the chords I'm hearing really clearly, and the D, E, F, G is not balancing it. So it feels like there's a hole. So I still need more volume, D, E, F sharp, G, threes and fours. Right?
That measure, don't be afraid about finding too loud either.
You're talking about 80, right?
91.
With the quarter notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. F again? F, here we go. Letter F. Letter F. Ready? F. Okay, can we please try 93. That's 2 bars before G. 2 bars before G. If I'm right, you want like a gradual change in color intensity from G to G.
Change, it's getting softer and warmer.
But it's not like a sudden change, okay. So what I'm hearing is the same intensity at letter G from parts 3 and 4, and when you play your A, F, E, D, it's a lot softer, so like it feels disjunct. So if you can just keep the volume up a little bit more, G, and then let it trail off. Let's try that. 2 bars before G. Ready, and. Same thing. That ending needs some attention, so let's do it with you this time. You're done listening for a long time. Here you go, letter two. Two before G. Two before G. Ready, and. Not ba da 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 dum. Yeah, it's ba da da da. Diminish. Let's try G, right on G then. The ending a few times. 3 is, I think your line is starting louder than the 4s. Each one a little less. Right, so, letter G. At your entrance, I'm sorry, that's 99. So whatever you hear the 4s do, just a little bit less in volume. And whatever you hear them enter over here too, is just a little bit less in volume. G.
When do they answer?
Second?
When do they answer?
2 bars before you do. Right, G?
Is that 91?
G. They're 99, you're 101.
And we enter. Oh, you're talking about.
99 and 101.
You're talking about the second
part
of G?
Yep. Letter G, here we go. Letter G. Ready, and. Satisfied completely. Fours, you were much softer this time. So I asked them to be softer than you, then you got softer, then it just depressed the volume of the whole thing. So at 97, make your low D just almost the same volume as the G that precedes it. Okay. Yeah? Let's do G again.
At G, right?
Say again?
Starting at G.
Yeah, starting at letter G. Let's do letter G. G. Ready. One last time, that was much better. Ready, G. We were looking and it was all together, yay! Amazing how that works.
Christmas miracle. Christmas miracle.
H. Let's move on to H. Who's this? Yeah, yep. I, letter I.
Oh, okay.
The harmonics, yep. Ready, and. So getting louder up until 34, 134, and then it starts to get softer. And what I always hear is when we get to 134, it either stays put or it sometimes gets louder. So it's starting to get softer at 134 as marked. Jay, ready, and. What I find though is happening is when you're playing ascending lines, even if the ascending line is starting softer, it's still some of you're still getting louder as the notes go up. So I'm getting softer each time. Jay? Jay? Ready, Jay. So that last note keeps coming out louder. So, softer. Jay, ready, and. That was much better. Can we do that again? I'd hate to do it wrong three times and right once. Here we go. Jay, ready, Jay.
153 deeper shadow and 154. It says focus the shadow at 154.
I know, hold on one moment. So did we mark this before, which was we had overwritten a crescendo of 154? It had to be crescendo at 154. And then crescendo again at fall in. So hold on. L, please. Letter L. We need to start piano, and it is crescendo. We're going to crescendo the whole way, but when you get to three measures later, it's only mezzo piano. Right? I feel like it's getting too loud too soon. We've got no space to grow the rest of it. So L, piano, it's going to grow, and by the time we get three bars later, it's only mezzo piano, and it's going to keep growing until we get to forte at 164. So we've got to space that crescendo over, what is that, 16 bars? Whatever it is, 12, 16 bars, something like that.
I'm not sure I understand what falling means.
What falling means? Oh, it's like,
here we go.
It means falling to start marching again.
Is this a military expression?
It's kind of a military expression.
Yeah. So that's what I thought it meant.
Okay, period. Yeah, you kind of address sleeping with La La Land, and then you're going to wake up and fall in.
All right, L.
Okay, good.
L. Letter L?
Actually, I have one. Parts, K, counterparts,
yeah, but we don't have all the actual solos here,
okay.
So we'll work on that later.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
L? Here? Let's do it again. L? You're already above mezzo piano. Mezzo piano is not fully two more bars. Right? So just easy on the crescendo. L. L. And easy. Not too much. Not too much. Keep it low. So we peaked maybe like three bars before M. I heard you were pushing in, some of you maxed out your volume, and then we didn't get any louder. So the growth is still going to be just a little bit slower so we can get to the very end with the crescendo. L again? Yes, Jeff.
On three, in that fall-in section, 156, we don't have any dynamics marked. Do we just maintain where we are, or do we also?
No, it's crescendo from 152 up to the forte in 164.
Okay.
L? Thank you. hit. Yeah, you hear another time. So now, now M's got to be Forte. You were just Forte, that's where you arrived, and then M was like a disappointment afterwards. So...
So M has to be loud.
It's got a max volume. Yeah, it's got at least, it's got the very minimal max the volume of the bell. Here we go. M. Here we go. M. Letter M. Really Forte. M. One and one. Now we gotta make them the same volume across the band. M, we'll do just the first one, two, three, four. First five or six measures of M. Ready, and one. So, too soft. Wasn't as loud as the fours. Ready, and one. You're Forte like you should be. M, here we go. Ready, M. But now I know there's fewer of you today, but a little more. M, ready, and okay, now, question for you. You want the second set of those hits to be the same volume or less?
Same.
And then...
And come down right there. Yeah.
Okay. And you don't want that to be diminuendo. It should be stepping or...
More of a swing.
Okay. Got it. All right. So M, we're going to do this twice, right? Your hit thing going around twice will be loud. Then suddenly, just a little bit softer the second time. Or the third time, excuse me. Third time. And then... Suddenly piano N, yeah? M, letter M. Go, ready, and... Letter O again. You are not to get louder. It's mezzo piano the whole way through, and then suddenly loud at P. Or did you just change your mind?
No, it's okay if it does get louder. It's working towards the goal there.
Okay.
So it's okay.
It is okay. So you.
It's okay.
Well, which one do you prefer?
I think one will work.
Well, composer man.
See, composers, aren't they supposed to like stomp in and like scream and holler?
No, no, it's not right!
Alright, we'll try it both ways, then we'll decide.
Yeah, we'll try it now.
Yeah, from letter O. This time, we're gonna try it both ways. This time, mezzo piano for all of O, do not get louder. And then suddenly loud at P. That's how we're gonna try it now. Here we go, letter O. Ready? Oh, soft. Time crescendo at O. Here we go. Letter O. Soft, soft, starting soft. I think we start soft when we did last time. O. Ready, soft. Okay, let's do this. Make notes, please. Pull out pencils. I want you to make a few notes. At measure 156 in letter L, I think part of the reason we're getting louder is that Joe's part is marked forte and everyone else is still mezzo piano. So I think when he comes in, you're trying to match his volume. Don't do that. You're at a different dynamic level. Same thing here at letter O. Joe is starting mezzo forte and you're starting mezzo piano, right? So do not try to match his volume. He's the soloist, he should be just a little bit louder. You're not helping today, you know that? let's do letter O.
And where do we start the crescendo?
In the beginning, right at letter O. So we're just going to grow from letter O, gradually grow to letter P. A la what we did in letter L. But don't start too loud. Right. O. Everyone very soft. Joe will be a little bit louder. Letter O. There you go. Ready? O, soft. More growth, because then it was still like a big jump from 204 to 205. Let's see if we can get part one, like your line grows into letter P. Let's try again. O, ready, and less. Now grow. Part four, the E, G of sharp G, brighter and a little louder. And part ones and twos at 213. If you can play that, all your notes with the accents just a little brighter and a little louder. Right, so D, or E, F sharp, G, A, this part.
Do you want us to start right at D or the?
I don't think I understand your question.
Do you want us to start to pick up to P or just
pick up to P?
We have a fun slide thing.
Oh, I don't care. We're just gonna all start in P together, and you play pick up if you want. Here we go, P.
One question.
Yes.
All the courts.
Hold on.
And no Rascal in the courts in P.
No, I'm P and L. No, I want your courts to be tight as possible.
Okay.
I'm gonna be the slot one.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And you're back. All right, P. Here we go, P. Ready? P and. So 200 and, part one at 220. See if you can think of your D at 221 as like the end of your line from 220. Because your part just seemed to drop off and it didn't, I don't feel like it made sense to my ears. So let's try 213. 213, everyone. 213. Ready, and... Okay, that was actually much better. Let's do P. 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 Ahead to the third movement because we've got 30 minutes. I think there's more ensemble stuff to work on this one, so we'll probably finish up the second movement next week. Right, 309, Robotico, 309. So Joe, the big shake then, so we're basically crescendo from the beginning up to double A.
Yes. The texture is
growing and building, and yeah, okay.
Berkshire does say stay at Messing Piano.
We're gonna grow from the beginning to double A.
Should we start at Mezzo Piano or Piano?
Mezzo Piano, because everyone else is starting before you at Piano.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, here we go. Robotico. Soft over here for us. 3, 4. Phrases, right? So, bum bum, and then break, ba da da, break, ya dee da 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 da. So don't let your low D's ring when you play that A. Right, here we go. 39. And together to find out. So, but those should be melody notes. A, G, F, G. All right. Yes. All right, 309. 309. Let's do it again. So, bum, 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 bum. All right, yeah, I'm not hearing the phrase break between the and that third, right?
This time, yeah.
Ready? And. Thank you. Hold on, hold on. Shh.
Yes. Just because the texture is thickening, it gets kind of louder by itself. So even if they all play the same volume as the parts coming in, it's going to get louder and louder.
Sure.
And you can move in that direction too, but I think it's kind of, the texture kind of builds on the dynamic. You know, you don't think you have to force it.
Okay.
So, like you say, I think the first refinement is really Z, not double A.
You've got that Mark Menzel piano. So, let's try it again from Robotico 309. Stop playing for a moment. Shh. Play all the walk times. So, here we go. 309. So, Joe's asking that we not push the dynamic, that just the thickening of the texture will handle the increase in intensity. And then from letter Z, then we will grow in dynamic up until letter Z. Or, sorry, up until letter AA.
By thinking of texture, do you mean angling?
No, it just means more parts. As the more parts add to the orchestra, it will naturally be louder because more people are playing.
Okay.
So you don't need to push the volume yourself. It will happen automatically, by the way the score is written. 309? Part three? Bum, 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 bum. This part, I'm hearing it. Da, 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 da. So I'm really not hearing your eighth notes. Your eighth notes are getting softer compared to the rest of your part. So don't let them
sink. The eighth notes are the only long notes in that.
Da, da, da. Yeah.
Everything else is short.
Alright, so don't lose them. So bum, bum. Ya, da, da, da. Ya, da, 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 da. Ya, da, da, da. 309.
Now I got it.
This reminds me of the Oxford University has a list of rejected words every year.
This is one of them.
Is it one of them?
I just made the word up, honestly.
Like a true.
You made it up.
You made it up.
It's not a word.
Is that a military?
No,
it's not. It's not a word.
It's just like a robot.
Anyway.
All right, here we go. 309.